This time I want it all. This time I want it all. I'm showing you all the crosses. I'm giving you all my heart. This time I want it all. This time I want it all. So anyway, it's just, I give up. It's trash.
No, that works for me, but who is that? I have no idea who that is.
It's an old track. It's just very
motivating. Like, when you say old
motivating.
90s or what?
It's,
How young are you, man?
I'm going to be, bro, you know what? Take a wild guess.
I don't know. I'm going to guess in your 30s.
What would you pick? What would you say?
Mid. I'm going to go 36.
I'm going to be 39 next
39?
Week.
39?
Next week, bro.
Literally. We're all getting older, man. If we're lucky. Older,
right? Right? Every day we wake up is a good day. All right?
Steve, welcome to the show, man.
Honestly, well, thanks for having me. Dude.
No, man, I love your shit. So it's just like I get a good chuckle, especially if I'm having a shitty day.
I appreciate it.
I get a good chuckle, right? So I'm like, I can scroll, pick one, and I'll get a chuckle.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That's it, man. So then I reached out and I was like, yeah, fuck, I know you're in construction. We'll talk a little bit about construction. But I was just like, I just like what you're all about and the vibe and shit that you sell out there, which is great, and people pay attention, and that's why the invite went out.
Yeah, simple I appreciate that, man. You know, life's too short, man. I've been through a lot of ups and downs, and I mean, it's like a form of therapy. And then when I'm with, you got to pick a good circle, number one. Pick a good circle around you, and when I'm with the right crowd, we, what do you call it? We just decide on doing what makes us happy and smile, right? And a little bit of comedy is the best thing to do. A little video here, a little video there. Relatable stuff.
Do you think we pick bad circles in our 20s?
Oh, fuck, did I ever.
And then we start weeding out the circle in our 30s?
Dude, you gotta listen. Anybody in my age right now will say the exact same thing. Once you get into the 30s, even some of these kids are getting a little smart. They're learning from the older dogs, right?
They're paying attention to the old guys.
They're paying attention, right? I wish I had these kind of people growing up.
I say the exact same thing, man.
If I had those kind of people growing up, my goodness, it would have been... No, I learned a lot, so it's a
but
good
you know,
thing.
You
I learned
can't,
a lot,
you can't take advantage of the lessons that you did learn.
100%. Right? But also, yeah, it's like you have to take away some people out of your circle so you can be the best version of yourself, right? And to make better decisions, to bring yourself into the right, open the right doors for you. People got to lift you up, you know? You got to have those people. Your friends got to love you for you and what you do. If they're not fucking with you, then you got to let them go. You know, if they're bringing you down... Let them go.
I'm in my 50s and I don't even have a circle.
I wouldn't give you a day past 30.
I don't. Thanks, man. I don't even have, like, I've got a fraction of a bracket. That's what I have left. That's what
fraction
I have.
Fraction of
left.
A bracket.
That's
okay.
All I have left, man. But that's by choice, though.
True.
You just start realizing, and you know what? It's like you realizing people don't think that you're that much. You're not important to them, their life anymore.
Yeah.
So then you make an effort, but then you're like, I'm done making efforts anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't have time to fucking make efforts, man.
And time's hard to come across these days, man. Fuck, I get up at 4:15 in the morning to go to work. 4:15, we start at 6.
What time you go to bed?
I'm a nap guy. So
I was just telling Otto before we got started. I haven't seen midnight in a long time.
Honestly, I can't. But I do wake up a lot at night, which is, I don't know, it's fucking weird, man. I don't know. Since when I got into my 30s, I started waking up a lot at night, which is
in
weird.
In the middle of the night?
Middle of the night, once or twice.
Just out of the blue?
Out of the blue. And you know what I do?
What is it?
I go to the fridge. I don't know. Not to the bathroom. I go to the fridge. Strange. I'll grab an apple. I'll grab a piece of toast, slap some butter on that bitch.
But you wake up? You wake up?
I wake up just randomly. I don't know why. I just... Even a couple, my
you
ex
go to
group.
Sleep again, or you start?
And I go
your
right
day.
Back to bed like this, like this. I can put my head on the pillow. Done. See you later. All cold. New for the past maybe 10 years. I've been doing that. In a past relationship I was with, the girl would already know. She would already leave a little snack on the table. She's like, oh, I know you're going to wake up in a couple hours. Here you go. Here's a fucking... she had a little snack, and then she started later than I did. Right. So when I'd wake up, she'd already be on the couch. She's like, it's right there. Because I'd go to bed at 9, she'd be watching her shows, and she already knows. When I'd walk all zombied out, she's like, yeah, the snack's there. I know what you're looking for. And it's right there. She already knew. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I would wake up a lot at night. Anyway, so I wake up at 4:15. We start at 6. My crew, my guys. Well, the guys I work for. We start at 6. So I go to wake up at 4:15 to get there on time.
Job sites are all over the city?
All over the fucking place.
How far? North,
this
west,
one,
east?
The one that I'm at now isn't far from here. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
It's not far
no,
from here.
No, we don't
here.
Need to get into details. How many years in construction?
Fuck, if you really want to get into that. So my dad, I didn't go to school. I didn't want to go to school growing up. So my dad.
High school?
High school, correct. So I finished elementary, did grade 9, and then my dad was the old school fucking pork chop. You don't want to go to school. You think you're going to live...
Do A, do B, do C.
Exactly. You think you're going to live in my fucking house for free? Yeah, it's either you pick school or work. So 15 years old, I already started working low-rise forming. 15 years old.
Really?
Low-rise forming. I did that for a long time, for almost 11 years. And then...
You like it?
Fucking the worst job ever, bro. That job is so underpaid, you kill 15 yourself.
15 years you did it for?
11.
11
for
years.
11 years, and then
and
I...
And you didn't like it.
You got to do what you got to do.
Right? You like the pay?
The pay was amazing. When you're 15 years old, you're making...
That's a shitload of money.
It was a great money. But was I smart with it? No.
No.
If I had the brain I had today...
None of us were.
Exactly. None of us were. And I'm not embarrassed to say that, right? Yeah, you live and you fucking learn. If I had the brain I had today, then I would have had a house right here in Trafalgar.
Don't worry.
Fucking mansion.
Elon's working on a machine for that, so we can all pop in there and go back. Use our brain back then.
Yeah. But so, yeah.
Till then.
Exactly. Elon Musk? I just saw one of the, what do you call it, the freaking cyber trucks at the gas station.
Really? Did it say Frigidaire on it?
You know, I didn't see that. So yeah, anyways, I did the low rise for 11 years, and then I jumped into the high rise. Completely different ballpark.
What's the number one difference between the two?
Holy fuck, man. What can I say? The two, from the residential to the high rise.
Well, I mean, you're difference? Saying that because I've heard it the same too, right?
You know,
completely
what,
different ballpark.
I would say pay. I would say pay for
less
sure.
or more.
More in the buildings. There's more hours. There's more hours, and it's consistent. The houses, you got to hope you have permits.
Yeah, but how
same
is it now?
Actually,
how
same
is
in
it
high rise.
Now?
In
high rise now.
In high rise now, right this moment, it isn't that good. There's a bunch of layoffs.
I swear
layoffs
I see tumbleweeds right going through construction suppliers.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad right now.
There's somebody I follow online on IG, Daniel, and they were on the show, real estate guys that look at the market and shit that. And they just posted this morning about like the first time in history that there's zero starts right now in Canada. Zero construction starts for high rise right now. I had to leave a comment and I just said, oh, yeah, right. Oh, by the way, yeah, it's always been about labor shortage. It's always been about this and that. And I'm like, it's always been.
Labor shortage is my ass.
It's bullshit.
You know, there's so many people that wanna work.
There's a lot of people at home right now not working.
Buddy, can I be
union,
honest with you?
Non-union, they're at home not working and stressing.
1,000%. I'm going to be dead honest with you. You can post and put it in capital letters. There are great workers right now at home that don't have a job. They're laid off. And there's guys right now that abuse the system, that abuse it while they're at work right now, which is attendance.
They don't realize what they have.
They don't realize what they have. Back in the day, I'm going to tell you right now, and I tell this to everybody I work. Back in the day, when I started working low rise with my dad, it was so busy that whenever anybody would miss a day, they would say, go get his pouch in the back, leave on his fucking veranda. Next guy on the list. I need attendance. These guys are missing days, 3-4 days.
They don't realize how valuable that position was, right?
There's guys at home with fucking mortgages, kids that want to that need that pay.
I attacked the DEI because the government's all about labor shortage and we need more DEI. And I was like, it's always been about the slowdown on a municipal level regarding development fees and permit approvals. You need to lower development fees and you need to approve or penalize municipal people that are strangling the permit process. Because that's where the real problem is. And that's why we have zero starts right now.
Yeah,
we have the workforce. We don't want the DEI workforce. I don't give a shit about the coddling about that shit. I know there's tens of thousands of hardworking tradespeople that want to be on a job site right now.
Oh yeah, thousands. I know plenty. I got people messaging me all the time. Steve, do you know anybody? And I'll actually give them the benefit of the doubt because I have a heart. I'll put on my story if there's anybody looking for work. And I've helped a few.
Yeah.
I've helped a number of people. But what I don't like is whenever you get somebody a fucking job and they fucking burn you, I can't stand that for the life of me. So I'm very picky on who I'm going to give this opportunity to. I know you do this. I know you've done that. I know somewhat about you, but I'm sorry because I've been burned in the past and I look like a fucking idiot. Those days are done.
Anybody
and times
listen,
are tough and I feel for people,
you
right?
You got to, like, I get reached out. Everybody gets reached out. Everybody's looking for opportunities, but you can't fuck up that opportunity.
Yeah, dude, are you kidding me?
And just
bro?
Because you were offended by a certain word or something, like, give me a fucking break.
It's like,
break.
Bro, suck it up.
I need
bro.
To go back to the 80s
100%,
when I could culturally offend you and we both have a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to go and talk to HR.
100%.
There's no reason for you to go to HR. I used to have my construction company was called Hardcore Rentals.
Okay.
And I was like, Hardcore Rentals never had an HR. We don't give a shit about that. we talk shit about each other's culture because we like you.
Of course.
We want to get along with you.
100%.
We want to understand. We all know the cultural jokes behind every single country that has come into this country to become a Canadian, right? But you're 100%. Still a Portuguese or an Italian or a Croatian. You're still those, and you're a Canadian. And we can make jokes about both of you guys, right?
Of course. That's just how it is. You gotta know how to joke with one another. Are you kidding me? 100%. When people take a thing so serious, it's like, bro, settle the fuck down.
Just calm short, the fuck down.
The job's already tough as it is, right? And when people are so like sensitive and this, and it's like, bro, fuck, settle down, bro. It's okay to laugh at yourself, bro. Coming from, I make fun of myself all the time.
You made a mistake? Who gives a shit you made a mistake?
No kidding. We all make mistakes. Yeah. That's about, it's about simple a learning, as that. Learning fucking process, right? But it's back to that, what you were saying about the...
Well, the high rise, you know, low rise. We go on tangents on this show. It goes all over the fucking place.
Yeah, I love that.
The listener has to fucking follow along.
I absolutely love that, dude. Fucking. But it's true.
No, yeah, what is the number one? I mean, you were saying that it's busier, there's more work, there's more money.
Okay, there's... I don't know. So, for example, you get put on a... Sorry.
Hold the mic close to you. Don't worry. Get used to it. That's
you get
it.
Put on a building. For example, I go on a building. I got a... So, I did an 80 story, a 70 story, a 60 story, a 50 story, an 11 story.
What's the highest you ever done?
Highest I've ever done was an 82.
82.
Monster fucking.
That gets high.
Monster, bro. And then luckily we have a fucking bunch of soldiers on our crew where it would be 50 kilometer gust winds up there, but we all got to make a paycheck. We all hold it down. We all bang it out together and we make it fucking happen. So what I was saying is you get put on a building like that, 80 stories, you know you got a job for 4 years. That's our part, concrete.
It's true.
From the footing up. Now, residential, when I was in residential, the first 5 years were busy, but then it's like, shit, do we got a subdivision? Do we got this? Do we got that? And we do foundations in a day. One foundation in a day, done. So if you don't have a number of them, where's your work, right? So for high rise, the minute I got into high rise, I was like, I felt more secure. I'm like, shit, now I'm good. Now I can get my pay consistently. In the houses for the first 5 years, it was a little scary, right? Yeah, I lived on my own. Sure. I needed to pay bills. I was a fucking young kid. My dad gave me the boot at 15 years old. I started living on my own in the city. My dad goes, yeah, you don't want to go to school. You don't want to go to work. Sorry, you don't want to go to school. You're going to go to fucking work. Hard hat, boots, hammer. Here you go. And I'm going to show you what it's all about. And I was still a very bad kid at the time. We all were, I guess, as teenagers.
Everybody.
And my dad goes, I guess, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to teach you how to be a man. And I wish he was here today so he can see this fucking video and I can tell him to his face, thank you for doing that. Could have made me a fucking man.
Was he was in construction
too? He's the one who brought me into the union.
Yeah.
Was all my dad, bro. 15 years old, I was already a union member. 15
Where's
years
the family
old.
From?
From Portugal, from the islands, San Miguel, yeah.
Okay, San Miguel. My parents are from there, Peak, man. Right? My family's from Peak, so.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right, I love that, man. No. And you know what's sad to say? All these fucking videos I do, and no people that watch this video will trip out that, you know, I've never been there in my life.
Are you kidding me?
And
I've been there so many times, dude, and I love it.
Because the best time to go to Portugal is whenever it's summer here. And when it's summer here,
I've been
I
there
like to
in
fucking
every
stay here.
I've been there every season.
I'm an idiot.
And I still absorb it the same way. I've been there in the dead of winter where it's mostly rainy. And I love it still. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to do it 100% next
you
year.
You have to do it, man.
I've been to Bali, Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Mexico,
Cuba,
Costa Rica.
But then why not the Azores, man?
Next year, 1,000%, and I'm saying it on the fucking show. And I'm gonna make sure I tag you guys when I'm there. I'm in fucking peak, bro.
No, you'll fly directly to San Miguel, right? We have to go to San Miguel to Terceda, and then we go to Peak, right?
Bro, I just want to see the motherland. It's so people that all the I got a lot of
dude. You will get off that plane, and you will take your first breath, and your life will be changed.
You know what? So I'm coming for you. Now that we're here having this conversation, everybody tells me this, and I find it hard to believe, but a little bit, according to how fucking garbage this country is right now. It's fucking
it's
terrible.
It's disgusting.
This country.
It's getting better, though.
In which part?
No. I see some hope.
Hope if Justin Trudeau gets the fuck out of here. I can't stand that guy for the life of me.
I totally see it.
What was I going to say? The people tell me, Steve, if you go to Portugal, you're not going to want to come back. And I'm like, maybe.
It's a
yes and no. My dad always tells me.
It's a yes and no, right? The thing is, what you're going to do is you're going to start planning new paths for your life.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. I'm telling you, as soon as you get off that plane, you're going to take that first breath and you're going to start planning new paths for your life.
Yeah, 100%, dude. I'm going to definitely, that's going to be on my list. I have to go there. Like, I love to travel.
There.
I have to. It's next year, 1,000%, I'm going to Portugal.
Eat, drink, meet.
The food,
talk. You know,
you can speak the, I can speak the language, the food I know I'm going to like.
I've got a knack of being a tourist or being a local. I've got a knack on just switching it on and off.
I love
right?
that.
Attention aspiring tradespeople and entrepreneurs. Looking to break into the skilled trades or start your own home service business? Meet TradeLinks Consulting, your go-to partner for success. At TradeLinks Consulting, they're passionate about helping you find the right trade, build your business, and mentor the next generation. Whether you're exploring your options or ready to take the plunge, they offer tailored career consulting and startup guidance to get you on the right track. Visit them at www.tradelinkconsulting.ca today and book your personalized strategy session. Your future in the skilled trade starts here. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Bro, I love that.
I want to go back to the high rise, and I was going to ask you.
Can I take a token? It's not weed. It's just a fucking
vape. No, you could totally do that. I want to ask you, when you get a job, like you're there for 4 years.
Yeah.
Do the majority of the 20 somethings, do they start spending? Like they have that money already in their pocket?
Say that again, like the 20-year-olds?
Yeah.
As in what, if they get the
security of being on a high rise for 4 years, do they start spending?
You mean, you're asking me if I would know if they're going to go nuts with spending their money? Like, 100%. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm trying to go at. My dad always taught me, don't fucking spend dollars you haven't earned yet.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
But we all did it in our 20s.
I was so bad at that.
We always did it in our 20s. But I figure if you're in construction, you're in your 20s, you get on a high rise, the 82 story. All of a sudden, you're like, we're set for 4 years. I'm going to go buy the car I want. I want to buy a house I want, right? You start spending, and you shouldn't.
100%. So, like, back to everything you said there, my dad, bro, I wish, again, he was right on everything. But you're stubborn, young, and stupid. My dad taught me everything, like you just said right now. Save your money for a rainy day. Stop spending. No. Don't spend more money than what I would spend more money than I would have, type of thing. How was that guy? Oh, I'd make $900. I'd spend $1,100.
You weren't the only guy. Everybody, exactly. Guy and girl, were doing that.
I was an idiot. Very, because I was making good money at a young age, but I don't give a fuck. I'm a lot smarter than I was then. I then made a lot of bad choices, but we all did in this world. It is what it is. And I did a lot of that. So once I started making money in the high rise, you know, you want to buy things you don't have.
How important is that shit now?
Oh, super, super important, dude. Super, super. I tell all my sister's kids. I don't have kids of my own. I tell my sister's kids all the time, save your money, save your money, save your money, save your money. It's good to have those mentors. I've had a couple growing up, which were good. You know, guide you the right way. Want to see you do well. Want to see you make good decisions. I want to see you fail. Those are the ones you keep fucking close. The ones that uplift you. The ones who don't want to see you fail. The ones who want to see you do good. The ones who support what you're doing. You know, look out for you. Call you. Reach out to you. On the daily basis or once in a while, those are the ones that fucking matter, bro. Not the ones who call you whenever it's you win a fucking 10-team parlay and hey, bro, how's it going? I'm your friend all of a sudden. You learn a lot, bro, in life, bro. And again, I have a ton of friends. I know a million people, but maybe 50 of them are fucking top left, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. But that's the fucking truth, bro. That's the absolute fucking truth, man.
You know what's going to happen when you go to Portugal? Would you say you were 39, 38?
Going to be 39 next week. Next week, fucking Sagittarius.
They're all going to ask you why you're single. No kids. Dude, I get that all the time.
I have a show coming up next week, a comedy show next week. So, and I have a little part that I'm going to squeeze in her about that.
You want to share it or no?
I can't do it because I think it's going to be so good that I want to do it in front of the people.
Good.
And so the guy reached out to me and I was hesitant. I don't know why. All my friends who really fuck with what I do. Again, I do it for fun. I work like a fucking dog.
You don't get nervous? Get on stage in front of strangers?
So this is the thing. I've never done it before in my life.
Oh, you fucking just try that now?
And it's going to be 1,000 people.
Okay, now you're going to get nervous.
But then I'm speaking to the right people. And then I've been doing my own thing at what makes Steve the best. Mentally, how does Steve feel the most comfortable when I'm going to go to a show like that? The most important thing I put in my head is they're not your enemies that are sitting down. These are your friends. They're all there to have a good time. So if I can place that right here, it's game over.
They came here for
butterflies are normal. I had them come in to see you, but you guys, once you start feeling the vibe solid, I'm going to remember Otto bang. and my guy. Yeah. So that's it. Otto and yourself, once you feel the vibe, everything else just falls into place, right? I've never done it before. It's going to be 980 people. So the guy called.
I couldn't do it, man.
I'll be honest. I'm a little fuck. But I can speak
at events and shit like that, but I would never be able to fucking stand
on stage. Am I nervous? 100%. Because I don't want to accept failure. I know that in my head, I have it all performed here.
Yeah.
If I execute and deliver what I have here, people are going to have to wear diapers.
But isn't that like construction on the job site?
You know, we have our moments.
Everybody's criticizing. Everybody's watching. Everybody's being critical. All the time.
But we have a good crew. I'm going to speak right here. I've worked in a lot of different fucking crews, bro. There's a lot of miserable fucking people, man.
Why are they miserable?
I don't know, bro. Maybe they got their life. Hey, listen, we all got the same. We all have the same thing. We all got to wake up in the morning to go to work. We all got to do the fucking job. We're all trying to make a paycheck. We're all trying to fucking survive and live our lives. We're all trying to make time to have fun in our lives when we can. So cut out the fucking The shit face. Say good morning to the guy. You don't know this guy? Say good morning.
Nobody says that anymore.
Say hi to the person you don't know. Smile. You might make this guy smile. I've learned so much things. But on the way here, I stopped at a gas station just to get a pack of gum. This lady looked at me. She looked so sad. I gave her a smile. She smiled back. Boom. Look, that made me feel fucking amazed. She looked like she's not having a good day. I just gave her a little smile. The lady smiled back. Boom. It feels good, bro. I'm not even going to lie. It feels incredible, man. Anyway, there's those things. If people can do that, man, I'll tell you, man.
But we need more of that on construction sites, man.
We need more of it, man. Like, there's a lot of solid, funny guys and good guys, good spirits. But there's a lot that are just so like, hey, man, don't bring your problems at home. Everybody's got problems, bro. I bet everybody, when they see me online, they think that this guy's the happiest guy. Yeah, but
No, you got your own shit.
I got my own shit.
My
dad passed away 2 years ago. He was my mother and my father. I'm going to get a little personal over here. My mother wasn't in the picture.
How old was your dad?
My dad was 59 years old, and he passed away 5 months before his 60th birthday. Let's not get into the freaking whole Canadian pension plan when it's only me and my sister under my dad's name. And when we went to go, you know, fight for his name and collect whatever was there for his family, they go, we're so sorry. He passed under the age of 60. So all this money that he put into CPP for fucking 40 years goes to a fucking money pool. I had to leave that room. I told my sister, finish this conversation with this fucking piece of shit before I strangle him. How is that possible? So this man's been giving
CPP. That's a rule that Canada has.
Under 60 years old, if you pass away, your CPP money does not go to your family, your wife, your kids, or whatever. In my picture, it's just in my circle, my life, it's just me, my sister, and my dad. My mom, I wish her nothing but the best. You don't have to post this. You don't have to share this part, but she wasn't in the picture since I was 3 years old. But when we went to go fight for what was my dad's, they go, he died before 6 years old. All that money that he put into the Canadian pension plan goes to a money pool. I go, where does that money go? What fucking money pool, bro?
Where does it go?
I don't want to get angry. I want to be happy on the show. But yeah, I swear to God, my sister had to finish the conversation because I was getting so heated. I go, this man worked forms for 40 years, CPP, 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 every week, every year it goes up. Right now it's at, I think, $2,900 a year. And then there's CPP-2. I just saw on the pay stub the other day, CPP-2. What the fuck is CPP-2? And then my dad, God rest his soul, passed away just before his 60th birthday. He's like, I'm so sorry. He passed under the age of 60. There's nothing there for you guys.
You can't dispute it. It goes
to
a money
pool. Oh, dude. I had to leave because I was getting really worked up. But apparently then my sister went on Google. Yeah, swear to God in my life, bro. So after the age of 60, then you can get whatever the hell is there. But what the fuck? It's pretty interesting. Now you know, and people that don't know about this, it's a pretty interesting
story.
Meanwhile,
how much money is being given to all new Canadians that are coming to this country?
You know what I'm trying to say? It's sad, bro. I had to leave the room. I couldn't hear any more of that guy's nonsense. My dad killed himself for 40 years.
And he paid into it with the hope that he can receive it in the end.
And he would always mention, and obviously I'd rather have him than any dime, any penny, any nothing. I'd rather have him here. But that being said, the guy worked all these years and all that money, it goes to waste? The fuck? Well, we'll change the topic. Let's not get all sentimental here. But yeah, the man, it's interesting, the rules.
He had his own crew. Didn't he have his own, I'm sure that he had all his buddies.
Yeah, my dad had a team, to do his gig every day, and and some people weren't.
Did
even
they
aware
all pass young too?
See, that's another thing.
Under 60 is young, man. Under 70 is young.
It's so crazy that this is another thing. I don't know if it's been mentioned on your show, because it's called the construction life. I know so many people that when they retired, not even 2 years later, they die. I can name 10 people right now. It's almost like you got to keep your body.
Generally what happens, man.
Fucked up. It's fucked up. And I told my dad.
I've had guys on the show. We talked about life insurance and shit like that. And
it's crazy.
And all this kind of crap and how it's a numbers game.
It is.
They expect you as you get older to basically cancel the policy because you can't afford it anymore.
It's fucking sad, dude.
So there's only less than 3% of the payout of all policies that are term. Less than 3%. Because people stop paying into it when they get older. They can't afford it.
They can't afford it, dude, of course.
So honestly, all of a sudden, you're like, what the fuck, man?
It's terrible, man. When I started to find, I didn't know nothing about this. Once my dad passed, again, God rest his soul, I started realizing things and seeing things. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's it? That's it? That's it? It's like that. That's how it works? What?
So what are you doing differently? What are you going to do differently?
What am I doing differently is I obviously have the pension that the union work gives.
Yeah.
And I'm already almost at a full one, to be completely honest, because I started so young.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, I already do have a full one, and I'm not even 40 because I started so young. What am I doing differently?
Fuck. You like the union? Okay. That's enough.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the benefits are fucking phenomenal. They're good. They're helpful. But yes. I mean, bro, like, our paychecks get cut fucking drastically. It's insane. It's insanity. Government takes whole more than us, dude. Yeah. It's insane. Let's say you make $1,000, the government's taking 1,200.
The problem as I start diving deeper and deeper into unions, I don't understand why the executive suites, the C-suites,
make this
shitload of money.
That, but the guy that's in the mud all day with the fucking jackhammer,
and the guy that's fucking
with the jackhammer,
yeah,
fuck it, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Makes a fraction of that shitload of money.
It's
I don't sad, understand bro. How that works, man.
It's definitely sad, and it's heartbreaking to even think of every day. And then, what was I going to say? The
union we were talking about.
Yeah, the union. It's just, it feels like you're getting robbed. But back in the day, you'd make $1,000 a week. Back in the day. It was like, wow, you can get your groceries. You got money left over now. $1,000 a week. Are you kidding me? What the fuck's $1,000 a week now? Hope you make two.
It's nothing.
It's nothing, bro.
Are people leaving? They leave in construction, they leave in country, they leave in...
I know a few that have packed up and go. I guess if you have the chance and opportunity to...
Where they go, south or they go abroad?
I know a few that went to Portugal. I know a guy who moved to Costa Rica.
I've heard Costa Rica.
Yeah.
There's a guy that he's building a house and he wants to get on the show when he's going to come back. And he's from here.
Oh, right.
And he's
on,
like,
right,
I want to get on the show, man. He talk about the projects that I've been building in Costa Rica. But he set up a construction company there.
Nice. I mean, if you have...
It's taking him a while to build it up, though.
It all depends on the options you got, too.
Yeah. Right?
So, I mean, that's awesome for that guy. I also... What was I going to say? The few that I know who left work mobile, which is obviously... If you work mobile, you can fucking go anywhere, too, right? Like,
and plus, if you've got a wife or kids or husband or whatever... It makes it... And depending on how old the kids are...
Exactly. It's very challenging.
Yeah, it makes it challenging, right?
It all depends on your lifestyle. But I mean, it's like I was saying, man, the government takes so much from you now. And it's like I'm not going to be disrespectful. Whoever is now entering Canada, they treat them better than the Canadian citizens.
I know.
To be rude, but I have friends in every culture you can name. I'm a very lovable person. I love everybody. I show love to absolutely everybody. But show the respect to the fucking Canadians. People that are fucking born here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, born here or built here or paid into
right,
here.
Right, 100%. Like, yeah. I know some, this guy already has a house. He's getting $3,000 a week or $5,000 a week, and you're not even a Canadian citizen? How the fuck? And we're all discounting from our paychecks for that to even happen, right? When you hear these things, it's like, woo, I gotta stop. The more I think about it, the more bothered you get, right? It's like, it's crazy. And you got to find your little ways to, you should be able to work Monday to Friday and you should be good in life. Have your Saturday and Sunday.
You should, but now you people should are be trying good to provide for who you have, and you should be good to build a nest egg, and you should be good to think about the future.
Yeah,
dude. To leave something behind.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not happening anymore these days.
I know guys who work what I do. It's a very hard, high demand. It's fast. It's go, 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 go. But thankfully, that I started that go, go, go type work right when I started with my dad. It was, let's go, concrete's at fucking 1 o'clock. Let's go, move your fucking ass. Let's go, forms. But anyways, I know guys who do this type of work and then they're fucking driving an Uber when they get home because they can't pay their bills.
They can't, man, wow.
Bro, when I found that out from my buddy, I go, bro, are you kidding me? Bro, you don't even see your kids and your wife. What the fuck? And this is how it happened. He didn't tell me. I ordered an Uber to my house. It was him. He was almost embarrassed, bro. And I go, bro, don't be embarrassed, bro. I get it, bro. But I'm like, fuck, really, bro? He's like, yeah, bro.
So he does that for a few hours after he does the shift?
Because I kind of like what he said because it kind of makes sense. He goes, while I wait for my wife, because I got to pick up my wife, I'm at home.
Because she's working too.
Correct. So he's like, I'm at home watching TV.
Might as well make a little bit of money.
I go drive around my car, pick up a few people, make an extra couple bucks because life is so fucking expensive. But really, truly, that man should be home watching his TV, with his kids, or whatever the case may be. Not fucking working after you just did 10 hours. Come on, dude. That's fucking... It's crazy, man. Me, I get home after a 10-hour shift. I go home, I literally take a shower and take a nap. I put a 1-hour nap. Boop, boop. 1-hour nap, Steve's brand new again. Then I'll go to the gym. I'll go make my dinner. I'll go do a couple priorities I got to do, whatever the hell the case may be. Make a little fucking video, and I'll put on a wig, buzz the fuck out, and I'll trip out, whatever makes me happy, and smile, and body, do my little Portuguese clips. It's a form of therapy, and laughing makes you live longer. And I mean, it's
with nice. Some of the clips that have that, like, hit really hard, man, like the people just fucking.
I think, well, I'm here today because of that construction one.
Yeah,
that's the truth, right? Those construction, and I just did it all for fun because a lot of my friends starting work with my dad at that age. That artista shit that I say is I got it from a guy that I used to work with.
Oh, I know.
He used to tell me, he's like, ah, Steve, tu és um artista, caray. And that's it. I'm like, boom. I actually made a shirt yesterday with that. I made a shirt yesterday. And then I've all, so I'm like, you know what? Every time I do a little, listen, they're not all fucking.
No, they ain't all gems, but they're still fucking making smirk. Some of those
shits and giggles,
you
bro.
Still like, smirk, man.
Yeah, it's a little slow.
But you also laugh out loud, man.
Yeah, bro.
But.
So, I mean, and then I just put that at the end. And then a lot of my buddies like, holy fuck, you should make that like your slogan or blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know, why not? It's pretty, why not? I'll do it. And I actually made a shirt yesterday. I plan on wearing that to the show. We'll see how it all plays out. Steve, tu és um artista, caray.
Do so, it.
Yeah, bro. And I mean, then when I'm bored at home, again, it's like a form of therapy. I'll make a video. Sometimes I have friends come over. They're like, here, man, you're the perfect person to do it, Steve. I'm like, what is it? I look, and I'm like, okay, let's do it. They're like, here, I brought a wig. I'm like, you brought a fucking wig? Give me that fucking thing. I'll pop it on. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. They hold the camera. It's all for fun, bro. Back in the day, I'd be at a bar getting all smashed. And now I'm making a fucking clip so we can laugh and make some other people smile.
You do it on the site too, no?
Some, like if I have a moment.
No, if you have moments, yeah. Yes, you can't do it when shit's going on.
No, 100%, right? No. I work with the, listen, I take my job really serious.
Yes.
And my foreman fucking trusts me for the life of him because I learned everything from him. And that guy, trusts me, if he's seeing my little 10-second clip, some people might get the wrong idea. Hey, you should be working. Pay attention. But you got no idea. I am so in the zone with work, but I don't fuck around. That's my life, dude, and that's everybody else's fucking life.
I was just about to say, it's a dangerous environment.
Very dangerous job, and I've, God rest the people's souls that I've already seen pass on site, which are horrific for stupid accidents.
Have you seen a lot?
And I'm
going to
say, things do happen.
You've seen your share.
I've seen my share of things, and I've heard of things. And I mean, listen, accidents happen. I ain't about to say that I'm perfect. Nobody's perfect, but things are preventable. Things are preventable, and I mean, just gotta.
Is it getting better?
Definitely, safety is really, really massive, and what we do, massive, massive. You gotta.
Did you think when we had that crane collapse a few months back?
Yeah, that was it was definitely scary, but it was all mechanical.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the guy.
No.
Nothing at all. So people that want to spread rumors can say whatever the hell they want because it was all mechanical. And, the guy was, couldn't do anything.
Well, the good thing is there was no injury. There's no fatality.
There you go. That's
number one. It was just property damage. That's what it
was,
right? Exactly. Which is replaceable.
100%. Lives aren't replaceable.
No.
That shit can get replaced. They go do their little investigation. They seen it was mechanical. Life goes on.
Protect your investment one drop at a time. Your home or project deserves the very best when it comes to waterproofing. Trust nothing less than the service that guarantees you peace of mind and lasting protection. Meet Antonio, the expert behind AquaStop Waterproofing. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to keep your basement dry or a contractor in search of a reliable partner, Antonio and his skilled team deliver unparalleled quality and service. From the first site assessment to the final backfill, every detail is handled with precision, ensuring your project is completed on time, on budget, and to the highest standard. Antonio's team doesn't just solve problems, they prevent them. With a proven track record of working with insurance companies, educating clients, and using the best products available, AquaStop Waterproofing offers a solution you can depend on for years to come. Experience the difference with a team committed to excellence. Antonio and AquaStop Waterproofing are your go-to professionals for all things waterproofing. Get in touch with AquaStop Waterproofing today at 647-631-4144 or visit them at www.aquastopwaterproofing.ca. For direct inquiries, email Antonio at antonio@aquastopwaterproofing.ca. Let's make sure your property stays safe and sound, rain or shine. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. You ever get the suits? Do the suits visit the sites these days, or what's the story?
The
suits, the developers, the big boss.
Yeah, like, I see a few.
Are they on site?
I see a few here and there.
They come around with the white hard hats? The clean ass white hard hats.
Yeah, not a speck on them at all. But you know what's so funny? Every time I see them, and I come and I'm doing my thing and I'm all fucking dirty, I'll be like, pat them on the back. My hands are all full of concrete. Like, hey, how you doing, bro? Is this yours? Are you the developer? And I go look at his back, got my handprint on him, and fuck you, bro.
No, right. It's you know, like,
I go home a little dirty, tell your wife you did something.
It's Tom Ford concrete. That's mm-hmm. what it is. Tom Ford concrete. It's a new, it's the spring collection.
Oh, fuck, man. I buzz up when they come on site, like, so clean on site. And then they're like watching their steps, trying to avoid the puddles. And
you would figure that they would come up with their own little stickers that they could put on their hard hats to at least blend in a tiny bit.
Right? You know? Yeah, just put on a tiny, sticker. Tiny. Put on a sticker. Bro.
Get stickers of the developer. Get stickers of all the crews that are working on the site and then put it on that hard hat. So you kind of blend in a tiny
yeah, 100%,
bit more. Or at least 100%. Show a little bit of respect for the people that are working
yeah,
and building yeah. this structure, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like 100%. Like, fuck, they got to... Yeah, man. Come in a little dirty. People will respect you more. They come on. Oh, anyway, we always make fun of them. We always make fun of the guys who are over there busting their ass. We're like, look at these guys.
Jesus. Do they shake hands?
Some of them are polite. Some of them act like their shit don't fucking stink, right? And then I pay no mind to people like that because you're not better than him. You're not better than him, myself. You're not better than nobody. You're human just like me.
Your dirty hands are definitely a lot cleaner to some of them, right? That's the thing about it.
100%, man. I think that's why I never caught COVID, man, because I used to eat sandwiches with my hands full of fucking
fingertips
concrete.
Were clean after lunch.
Hey, talking about that, it was a blessing that we worked during COVID. That was massive. Not that I want to talk about that horrible, horrific thing we all went through. But we worked through COVID, thank God, because a lot of people hit rock bottom yeah. with that fucking nightmare.
They lost shit.
And I think that was, that time we boomed more than ever. It was insane. It's like, how? And I looked at other people. How are we rocking and rolling? And we have 50 guys in a crew working, but the guy who works at the fucking Foot Locker can't go to work.
Can't
the girl
work.
Who works at the coffee shop
or
can't
the gym.
Work. The girl, what the
don't,
fuck?
Don't even get me started on the gym.
No, let's not even get there. Like nothing.
What's the number one
sense.
Thing that you should do if you wanted to boost your immune system? It's fucking exercise.
Yeah, 100%. You just took the words out of my mouth. 100%, bro. And then
but
I went no, to the.
But nobody wanted anybody to be exercising.
Yeah, they don't want it. It's like they wanted everybody
close
to fall apart.
Close the fucking gyms, man.
Crazy, man. It's crazy, dude.
But keep the LCBO open.
Keep the LCBO open.
Keep the liquor flowing.
Bro, what the fuck? My God.
Where was this? Like, that's why I started questioning. I was like, I'm like, I don't have the science or the PhDs behind any of this shit.
Correct.
But I started questioning.
100%. You're absolutely. Absolutely, dude. You have
I've
the
not
right
been
task.
Sick in 5 years, man.
Honestly, me and you both, bro, and I pray to God. Let it stays like that. I never caught COVID.
And even if I do get sick, I'm sure that I'll get over it really fucking
yeah,
quickly.
100%. If I do the old good old Portuguese
boost,
trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I get a nice plate of soup, fucking get the little canja going on, bro. Throw some Vicks on the bottom of your
right
feet.
Down the fridge, man. No, that's all
if
it is.
If I were to tell you, I swear to God, I wish I brought it in here. My God. Before coming here, beside my gym, there's a plate. I love to have a nice plate of Portuguese soup every Saturday if I don't work. And before coming over here, I got exactly what I just said right now. I got a plate of canja to go bang. It is, I think that's what keeps us fucking living.
All those little shops are disappearing in Toronto though, man. I fucking hate it.
Sad, bro.
I grew up as a kid in Toronto
Did
and
you,
they were everywhere.
Whereabouts?
Dufferin and College, man.
Amazing.
College
that's the hood, bro. I fucking, that's
11,
the spot.
13 College.
That's the neighborhood. I grew
it's
up on.
It's an architect firm now.
It's times have changed there. That used to be a little Portugal right there.
Right across the street, bakery.
So I grew up right beside you. Dundas and Dufferin. Right there. Right there.
It ain't
man.
The same now.
Nah, definitely not, man. A lot of Munja Cakes, even though I'm a Munja Cake.
I'm a Portuguese Munja Cake. It's all hipster coffee, yeah, bullshit yeah, shops, yeah. Like all next
weed
to each
shops
other.
Everywhere. I wish weed my dad, I wish that the amount of bolts and slaps that I caught for smoking that joint in the laneway, I wish my dad was still here so I can tell him, look, there's fucking weed stores
everywhere now.
He would went be, from Portuguese and he still wouldn't agree with me.
To weed shops.
Right? Portuguese bakery, weed shop. Portuguese bakery, weed shop. Portuguese convenience store, butcher shop, weed shop. And my dad still wouldn't give me the benefit of the doubt. He would still say, but I don't do that no more. Can't.
No, you start wising up. You start
yeah,
getting older.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I honestly, man, and now, this is crazy. We get it for free from the union. Get $2,000 worth of marijuana a year for free from the union under our benefits. And now I don't smoke. Haven't smoked in years.
That's like, part of the union?
Is that insanity? But they use it for people who have anxiety, which I respect. I know people, you know, who have, you know, their hands full, 3-4 kids. They like to smoke their little joints so they can calm their nerves. I respect that 100%.
Is that why the dues are going up?
Who knows? It's a good question, right? It's a good question. But yeah, they have fucking weed. They get $2,000 worth of weed a year. It's crazy. It's awesome. I mean, I wish I was still smoking it.
What other things are the unions offering?
They give like weed oil, CBD. It's all medical. So
as long as it's connected to medical.
It's all medical. Because you get a physician that has to speak to you before they hand it to you. It's all legit, all professional.
Yeah, but the whole physician corporation industry, I have an issue with too, right?
Yeah, it's all business.
Yeah, they're all motivated by that, right?
It's all so the money at the end.
When it should be motivated by health. Healthcare. 1,000%.
1,000%. They're like I said, they do have somebody who speaks to you first. Why do you want to smoke? You know, I signed up for it. Why the fuck not? I'll get the CBD oils. It's good for the body, whatever. But they do ask you the normal questions. What do you need it for? Does it help you sleep? Do you have trouble sleeping? Because I do know people who have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
And you smoke a little joint, I guess, and it helps them sleep, which is understandable. Some people have, what is that called? Amnesia? Is that what it's called?
Sleep apnea, you mean?
Sleep insomnia or something. I forget the word.
Insomnia? Okay.
That insomnia.
Yeah.
My buddy smokes and boom, that's gone.
And he passes out?
And he passes out. So, I mean... Yeah, this would be awesome if I still smoked it. But now, yeah.
But it's funny now that you...
Now that I don't, and it's like, fuck, could have got $2,000 worth of marijuana a year? Yeah, the dues are probably going up for these exact reasons.
We won't block you, man.
It's like I'm grabbing a jack at work. Here we go. Or the mic. Trolley in, trolley out, coming up. I'm down. Okay, all right.
Is it tough? It's a tough job,
bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, man.
Is it tough or is it stressful?
It's, buddy.
Which is first?
It's, bro. It's a lot. I do about 40,000 steps a day. Let's start off with that. Easy, 40,000 steps a day. Easy. I'll even show you my phone what I did Thursday.
No, I believe
I'll
you.
Show man. You right now, 40,000 steps a day.
I believe you.
Very, very, very. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot physical. When you depends the part you're doing.
There's a lot riding on your words.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that everybody's on the ball. You gotta give what I do. And all the guys are hard workers. Carpenters are working, the laborers. Everybody does their part. It's construction, man. But what we do, the forming guys, yes, it is mentally and physically, it's there. It's a high demand. It's challenging. It's a high demand job. You got to produce. You got to get that production. You got to get that concrete going.
But are you being paid? Are you being compensated enough for the work that you perform?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I get paid what I deserve.
You don't feel that you deserve more?
I think everybody in the field deserves more.
Yeah, I'm gonna be agree. That's where I'm going with it,
I'm
right?
I'm going to be 100%. I feel like, I don't know. It's the hours. We get the hours. We're making our paycheck. Let's just leave it at that. I'm making my paycheck.
That paycheck is being taken away from you,
it's
right?
getting taken away. And I feel like we all deserve more as construction workers. Not because I do it. I'm going to be dead honest. It's underpaid, bro. Not with the way things are now.
How can like construction workers of today survive now?
It's fuck. Back in the day, you could, like I was just saying, $1,000 a week was good.
I'm sure you're like my parents used to talk about it. I have two sisters, right? So whenever a sister was going to get married, it was a big deal. It was how much money it was going to be and all this other. You start planning a bunch of shit. But 100%. You can do that. You can do that then. You can't do that today. I can't even imagine what a fucking wedding costs these days.
Oh
man.
My God. My sister, God bless her soul, she did hers in Dominican. And I go.
See, that kind of makes sense.
Salute
man.
To you.
A resort wedding because all of a sudden.
$10,000 wedding.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to come wants to come, here we go. You got a vacation. You're paying 10 makes grand sense. Over here. My friend just got married. I don't know.
Are they getting over 100 grand or
150?
Something? 150.
You know how hard it is to save 150 grand these days? What the fuck, bro?
I guess the divorce is cheaper.
Yeah. Bro, it's fucking. Honestly, that's way too expensive. Even if I was.
$150,000.
I know a guy who paid $150,000.
There are certain things that I have no idea. I don't know what a diamond costs. I don't know what a wedding costs. I don't know what a wedding planner. I don't know any of that
shit. Plates, once upon a time in the late 90s, we had this discussion not too long ago. The late 90s, a plate, per plate,
yeah, it was per 90 plate,
bucks.
Per head.
Yeah, yes. Per head was 90 bucks, at least in the late 90s. Now they're at 140.
In all fairness, though, I do miss. I haven't been to a Portuguese wedding in a long time.
So good, you know, they're so midnight. Delicious. The midnight buffet, the seafood. Oh my God, they were so good. I missed them. They were phenomenal. But I think a lot of people are unable to, you know, whoever's doing it. There was one, my buddy. I couldn't attend his wedding. I had so much going on. But I seen the post. Beautiful wedding. Shout out to Marky. Beautiful, beautiful wedding. I wish I could have attended. I couldn't, but everything looks so amazing. I don't even want to know what the guy paid, but God bless him and his wife. They had a good time. They had a blast, and I'm sure life goes on. But it's a big penny. It's a big penny for weddings for sure, man. My sister, I like the whole destination wedding. They're cheap, and you get a vacation with it.
My sister paid 10 grand. You get pissed off at the wedding party or whatever. You can just go and take off and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You don't need to be there, right? You just show up on the day that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Then I'm there for the rest of the time. I don't 100%. Give a shit.
I love the whole destination wedding idea, man. It's hard, man. It's hard. Listen, I don't know about anybody's lives, but I'm sure every freaking paycheck you get is gone. This is going to your credit cards, your mortgage, your light bill, your water bill, your car insurance, your phone bill, your fridge, your...
It's hard, man, to survive. Simple as that. I'm just wondering if construction never went up the same way that every other industry went up in the last 10 years, I think. Wages and wise and everything.
We had the strike. 2022, we had the strike. And they did the three-year term for what we do, the Local 183 members. I forget, man. I don't even pay that much mind to it. They did give us a little something, but you don't see that on your check.
No.
What do you see?
It didn't make enough.
See fucking 10 bucks, 20 bucks? You don't see none of that shit. Here, they gave us, I think it was $2 one year, $1 the next year, and then maybe another $2. I forget what it was, but you don't see none of that. You don't see none of that on your check at all. Look at the dues, the deductions, the taxes, the CPPs, the this, the that.
How interesting are the construction projects, man? Are they getting...
Oh, they're the one we're at now is pretty straightforward. I've done a lot of difficult ones.
Okay,
the one I'm at now is pretty easy. I would say easy from what I've done. But the one that we're going to go do from what I've seen, it's got a little maneuvers that you got to know.
You
got to be in the game for a while.
To get what you need to get done.
To get what you need to get done in this particular project.
Do you remember what Toronto looked like back in the 90s? Oh, man?
I was just talking about this yesterday. So remember Park Lawn and Lakeshore back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
It
was just all hooker motels.
Hookers and motels. We used to go to an all-ages club back in the day.
Hillcrest? No, I can't remember.
I went to one called the Casa Mandanza.
Oh, I know which one you're talking
Buddy,
about.
Buddy, my buddies that are going to watch this video are going to die if you put this.
You never want to walk in there with a fucking black light, man.
Oh, my God. We would leave. We'd go in there. Holy fuck. No kidding, right? Jesus Christ.
Never wanted to touch anything, man.
We were young kids. None of us had our own place. And we'd leave a club and we'd
go there.
We'd go there with a couple of the boys.
But they're all gone and they're all condos now.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. They're all gone. They're all condos now. And I've done three of them over there. And I'm like, shit, bro. 10 years ago, I was over there partying.
I'm just wondering how much semen's in that fucking earth.
Jeez,
man.
There's a lot. There's definitely a lot.
It's built on a foundation of semen. That's what it's built on. All those towers.
It looks gorgeous there now. Like, you're right.
Too many towers, man.
It's a lot.
It's just, and it also, it makes it fucking, like, you. I know you were stuck in traffic getting here and you're coming from the core.
Dude,
it's brutal. Fucking brutal, man.
Dude, it's so bad.
This city is so bad to get around.
And there might be a lot of people that might not like me after this, and what I'm going to say right now, I can't stand the cyclists. I can't stand it. I want to run you guys all over.
Cyclists need to be on sidewalks.
It's fucking retarded.
And sidewalks need to accommodate cycle lanes, and bicyclists all need to have license plates.
Yeah, 100%.
Every single one.
As soon as they started giving them stoplights and fucking the curb where it separates the vehicle to the bike lane.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm sorry, bro. You got to pay insurance, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
You got to at least pay 10 bucks. I'm not saying you got to pay $400 or $500.
You need to be plated.
You got
to
be plated.
Yeah.
And you got to have something. Because, buddy, the traffic has now doubled in time. Places that used to take me 10 minutes to get to, I'll tell you right now, it's 40 minutes. Easy, 40 minutes.
This is Toronto. There's 4 to 5 months of the year that no cyclists are going on those fucking lanes.
Thank you.
Bloor Street's a mess.
Thank you.
Danforth's a mess.
That's what I wanted to
say. That whole separation thing where you put the cars into the roadway.
Yes.
And then they did it to protect the cyclists. And I'm like, you want to protect anybody? You put cyclists on sidewalks.
Yeah, 100%.
And then they reduce their speed because if they hit people.
It's game. Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah. I love what you just said right now. That's so true. It's only 3-4 months of the year that you're riding that freaking thing. How the hell did you just
cut? Ford's talking about removing a big portion of all.
Buddy, you got to remove them, dude. There's fucking, buddy, look at the traffic. There's
tax dollars now, right?
It's fucking bad, man. It's really bad. Like the Avenue Road used to be two lanes. It's one lane per side. College Street, where you grew up, used to be two lanes. You used to drive on you go past Grace and Bathurst.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's cut. They have the freaking
St. Clair's a fucking shit show.
St. Clair, brutal. Used to be two lanes per side. Good luck. You drive on that street around 4 o'clock, game over.
I feel for the businesses, man. I feel the businesses for every single street.
That's bad.
They lose business because not everybody's walking or riding a bicycle to go buy something from your business.
Yeah, man, it's bad.
A lot of them are driving and they need a parking spot and they can't find a parking spot.
Yeah.
A home built on trust, crafted with care. Your home is more than just a structure. It's where memories are made, where your family grows, and where you find comfort. That's why your renovation or building project deserves nothing less than the utmost care and quality. Because it's not just about creating a space, it's about creating a place where life happens. Tim, the heart and soul behind Ravine View Construction, understands that your home is personal, and whether you want to be involved in every detail or prefer to leave it in the hands of a trusted expert, he and his team are here to make your vision a reality. At Ravine View Construction, every project is handled with the passion it deserves, from the initial site assessment to the final touches that turn a house into a home. Tim's team doesn't just build, they protect what matters most. With a reputation built on trust, excellence, and a commitment to using only the best materials, Ravine View Construction ensures that your home isn't just beautiful, it's built to last. Tim and his team work alongside the finest tradespeople, guiding you through every step so you always feel confident and cared for. Let them help you create a space where you can enjoy peace of mind and cherish moments with those you love for years to come. Connect with Ravine View Construction today at 416-671-0170 or visit them at www.rvchomes.ca. For direct inquiries, email Tim at info@rvchomes.ca. Let them build not just a house, but a home filled with lasting memories. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Yeah, it's bad, bro. It's so bad, man. It's terrible, man.
What do you think of the Ontario place, man?
Oh, man, I'll tell you that
I think it's almost all down now.
Is it all down?
I think it's almost all down.
I remember when I was in elementary school, I went there a lot of freaking times.
Oh, we did. Yeah, those all class trips. Yeah.
Remember those trips? I used to love it there. Ontario Place was awesome.
I've been to the Sinosphere many times to watch.
So much
there.
Fun. I remember the little water rides and paddle, whatnot.
Yeah,
I don't know if they had a log ride there or they had some sort of tube ride. I honestly have great memories of the place. The spa idea. I love spas. If I'm going to be dead honest, I love them.
Funded by the Canadian citizens, a corporation funded by the Canadian citizens. That's the part that I don't understand.
Yeah,
you're giving money to corporations. You're giving our money. We should start deciding whether or not we should give that money. There should be a vote on every single dollar that's being spent.
Yeah, I couldn't agree
towards
more.
A corporation. It's a business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It's so true, man.
Selling the 407 made no fucking sense. Taxpayer funded, sell it to the corporation. Now they're making all the money.
Talking about the 407, so I fucking had a $20 bill from the 407. I forgot to pay it.
Okay.
Left it on my counter. Life gets busy. You forget to pay it. Went $30, bro. Well, then the next one that came, $30 on top. There was a something fee, administration fee, and ticket fee, and enough fee, a fuck off fee, another. What the fuck is this? $30? Wow, I paid that thing right away.
The worst is that when you do get a ticket and you try to pay online, the system doesn't work. So then you get rolled over to the increase
fee. Yes. And also,
it's done by purpose.
Exactly. So you can get into that gem. And you need an account. Why do you need an account? I don't go on that thing every day. You need to have a profile name. So I actually have to call a friend. Hey, you have a, I know he takes it all the time. I mean, can I take a picture of my bill? You pay for it, I'll just e-transfer you? He's like, yeah, no problem. I just got rocked for $30 interest, man. He's like, no. I'm like, he's like, yeah, it's all the administration fees and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it was a little it was a little weird. And I couldn't believe how much it went up from one freaking mispayment.
I just look at it like Toronto's the worst mismanaged fucking city in this country.
It's bad, bro. It's so bad, bro.
There's so many.
John Tory for me fucked it all up.
And you think Chow's doing a much better job?
No, she's not. I was about to say, weren't they like a thing? Were they a thing?
I don't know anything about that. I just know that he did not actually leave because he had an extramarital affair. That what's the story that was?
Actually, I thought they were like a couple or something. No, but anyway, she's doing
really.
Wasn't he dating an Oriental woman?
I have no idea.
Anyhow, I thought he was. Or am I?
I just know that she's a puppet and she doesn't know. What
yeah, she's
doing.
Fucking. She, bro, I'll tell you right now, she's a joke. She's a joke. Just like she's.
You know
she's
about
all
the crack
about
pipes?
The
you know about the crack pipes?
Don't
$35,000 was spent to put the logo of Toronto on crack pipes.
$35,000 on crack. What the fuck?
Put no the logo, shitty. The Toronto logo on crack pipes.
I'm telling you.
You don't know about that? Look it up.
We're getting managed. Our country's getting
look
run by a bunch.
Why do we need to put the Toronto logo on crack pipes? Why do we need vending machines that are fucking handing out serious drugs, fentanyl and shit like that in BC? Why do we need
that's
that
crazy.
Shit?
I heard
you don't need any of that shit.
I heard about the BC thing. Yeah, but that's next level fucked up.
Well, they'll have catch and release and all this other bullshit. It's just like, fuck, man.
Oh, let's not get into that, bro. The whole crime shit now, too. Like, people are getting doing these horrible, horrible crimes. I'm not saying I'm some innocent person. I've had my stupidity when I was a kid, but you're letting out these people the next day after you just put a gun to their head type of thing. It's like, what the fuck? Trudeau's got to go. I'm going to leave it like that. Trudeau's got to go. The guy Pierre looks promising.
He's on his way out. It's just a matter of how resistant is he going to be. Simple as that.
He doesn't want to go, though. His own people are telling him to get out, and he doesn't even want to go.
Well, that's what happens when you're a narcissist, right?
100%.
It's as simple as that, right? He's gotten away with a lot of things.
Holy shit, all the promises, the
false
promises. A lot
of things he's gotten away with, not just when he's been prime minister.
Just let it be.
Yeah.
They just don't care.
They're probably waiting until the capital gains tax gets attached to your primary residence.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's when they're going to speak up.
Has anybody spoke here about the CPP, too?
No. So I don't even know what the CPP2 is.
CPP is Canadian Pension Plan.
Yes, I know that, but what's two? What's
exactly.
A sequel?
I just fucking seen that a month ago, and I'm like, hold on.
So what, you saw it on your
my buddy's pay stub, not even mine. If I look at mine, it'll be there too.
Really?
CPP's Canadian Pension Plan, I think it's at $2,800 now a year, if not more. I think it went up. I think it's $3,400 a year.
So what is the two doing?
Now there's CPP2, and my buddy, I think, maxed it out. I think it's at $180. So you're telling me we're going to have to do this twice now? This is, bro, it's fucked up, man.
I got to look into that.
This year came out. CPP2. I want to see if any of
you. Well, they're passing things that are not even getting passed properly just to get them passed.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Which is not the way a democracy works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we're just getting robbed and fucked in every angle, man.
So it makes you wonder, why stay or why even come into this country? Well, I know the reason why you come into this country, because you'd be given this allowance. You're given food allowance, hotel allowance. You're getting all kinds of allowances.
Yeah,
so you don't have to work. Of course, you don't have to work.
Why go to work if you're getting all this? Are you kidding me? You got it all.
Doesn't
handed
motivate
to
you to contribute.
It's insane, bro. It's bad, man. It's.
All the years of being in the union, you never thought to maybe just start your own business?
You know, I've done a lot of side jobs. It's just so much competition out there, and you need, I had the thought, because I've experienced a lot in the concrete stuff, but I was like, bro, you know what? So much headaches and stress. I just didn't even bother. I'll stick to the whole, I'll do a side job here, side job there, profit from that, get a nice little chunk, and then carry on with where I'm at now with my team and the crew I'm with, and go on from there. But yeah, back to the whole, like, we get all this money taken from us. That's why I know a lot of guys that are working cash.
You have to.
Large guys, bro.
I've been very vocal.
Large.
I've been very vocal.
It is what it is, bro.
If you're not, you're not going to survive.
You're done, bro. You got it, bro.
You will not survive.
You're not going to survive. Not now. People are doing these, doing what they
got
to do.
So, well, you got a government that keeps on taxing you over and over and over. So the citizens are basically going to start making cash and not paying tax.
What I want to know is, how are the people that make minimum wage, how the fuck do you survive, bro?
I'm sure there's programs. I'm sure there's grants. I'm sure there's things that you can apply for.
17.
I'm sure.
What is it? 1750?
I don't know what it is. Is that what it is at right now?
Minimum wage, I think, is $17.50. Are you?
So we on the show, we've done the math. We've done the math on what affordable housing is, and it's half. If you work the minimum wage and you work the hours, you can only make half of what you desperately need to survive.
Wow.
Half. So where's the other half come from?
Exactly.
That means you can't survive. Or you're working more hours. But then the more
finding
you work,
a second gig,
the more tax you pay.
Job. Yeah.
Especially if you're working for corporations or companies, whether it's fast food or whatever, you're taxed. You're taxed and all that money
goes
away.
Taxed and everything. Yeah, it's so bad, bro.
Then you're taxed if you try to play in the investment game, you try to buy certain second property or Airbnb or a rental unit or something like that, you're taxed when you try to sell it.
Yeah.
You're taxed when you actually close your mortgage. You're taxed.
That's crazy.
Closing your mortgage,
you're
you get taxed
off
more.
Your own freaking...
you paid your mortgage, you've done that, you've been a good citizen, and all of a sudden you got to pay the final bill and you get taxed on that final bill.
Yeah, it's bad, bro. I never even knew until I was told you get taxed on your own RSPs, for fuck's sakes.
You
put into your
it's
own freaking thing.
Deferred tax.
I'm sorry,
you
bro.
You pull it out, you will get taxed on it.
That's fucking stupid, bro. I'm sorry.
Everyone, whenever the government...
You might just put money in a safe.
They're telling you over and over, you should be putting into your RSP. You should be. That's the biggest fucking lie ever.
100%. As soon as my
tax, put money into RSPs.
Never. But as soon as my tax guy goes, hey, you know what, Steve? You should get RSPs. I go, nope. For what? I already got a pension from my work. I go, you want me to, for what? For me to get taxed? Let's say, God forbid, something bad happens, or I really need all that I just put in there, whatever the hell it is, and I'm getting 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000 taxed off it. What the?
So with you,
that's bad.
The union, you get your pension regardless with the union, right? So if you get either you get to the full, you get your pension. But if you don't get to 60, that rule still applies. If you don't get to 60, you will not see a dime of CPP from the Canadian government.
Yeah, I've seen it with my own eyes.
But you've been paying into it.
I've been paying into CPP, I guess, whenever it came out up until now. I don't even know if it was CPP was a thing when I was 15 years old when I started.
No, but you've probably been paying it like
for a long time.
Yeah.
So no, when if you don't make it till past 60, you have to hit past 60.
What a sneaky little fucking
motherfucker!
Rule,
eh? But my sister Googled it, and it's there. My sister Googled it. I'm like, we got to see if this is real because out of respect for our father's name.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, man? I don't even want to know the amount this man put in there. 40 something years or whatever.
It's all gone now.
Gone.
Well, and it's not
into
gone.
To a
it's,
money pool, they say.
It's in someone else's pocket, man.
But it's so horrible, man. That was like a slap to our face when we were in that office room. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I go, the man would have been 60 in 4 months or whatever it was. And like, I'm so sorry. It goes into a money pool. There's nothing we can do. And she had he had that face that I was about to give him a fucking cocoa butt, bro. Oh, but I was about to jump over that desk and eat him. That is so wrong, bro. I swear I'm trying to be so nice about it, but how do you do it as a son of
no
your,
I know
of your
I'd
father?
Be fucking
how do you deal
furious
with that?
Man,
I was livid, man. My sister was just, I'm like, you gotta deal with this. Off I went, and I even said, if I look at this man one more for another second, I'm gonna break his face. How the fuck do you say that to somebody, man? What the hell's a money pool? Tell me where this money pool is, because I'm gonna go for a dive and go get it.
It's not a money laundry.
Unbelievable.
It's a money
dude.
Laundry pool.
And then I spoke to some lawyers. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Money laundering pool. I spoke to a lawyer and they, like, it's still fresh type of thing. I could still really get into it, look more into it. But he did say those rules do apply.
I'm curious. I'm going to look into it. I want to discuss it. I want to try to figure it out.
Swear to God.
I've inquired about getting somebody from the CRA on here.
Really?
It ain't gonna fucking.
Yeah, happen. No doubt. They're like, you think they want? Yeah, there's no way no.
I've inquired about so many government individuals being on the show to have a conversation. It's never gonna happen, man. Because I'll ask direct questions and I'll get no answers.
You won't get the answer, or you get the wrong one.
I won't get anything.
You'll get the wrong answer, 100%.
I want to ask.
I wish you did.
Well, I'm asking, but I'm like, I'll keep on fucking asking. But you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Be good to have Don Cherry.
It'd be interesting. I haven't reached out to him.
Don Cherry, bro.
Get him on the show.
What a G, what a stud, bro. He would have a lot to say. That would be a hell of a guy.
That's actually a good point.
Right?
I totally would reach out to him.
100%. If I'm going to be that honest with you, I think that guy will come. My buddy's mom makes his suits, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. We were kids, and we were playing Jatoni in his basement, and then his mom opens up the door, and I'm like, holy, what the hell is that? I thought it was like 1,000 jerseys in there, but it was almost like 500 Blazers. You know how he always had those funky ones?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was a kid. I was still young. She's like, yeah. He's like, my mom makes Don Cherry's Blazers. I go, shut up. What? The whole, she does her thing. I guess knits.
What's he do with his days these days?
Like, I don't know, man. I got no idea. But he's alive. I seen him
post
about the poppy.
And everyone's been talking a little bit about it because he got fired for
what
everybody's thinking right now.
But they're saying that he's coming back. Did you hear that one?
What,
so they fired him for
CBC? But CBC's not going to be around next year.
Or to wherever. They're trying to bring him back. It's like, hold on, you fired him for him saying what I think is the truth. No, he didn't mean anything in disrespect.
He wasn't lying.
He was speaking the absolute truth. People can think how they want about what I'm saying right here. I don't think he said anything wrong. But then now you're bringing him back? So it's irrelevant.
How long ago was that when he got fired?
5 years ago.
It's been 5 years?
It's been 5 years.
Well, CBC's a bunch of fucking jokers anyway, right? That's another corporation that makes no fucking good product that gets paid a lot of money by taxpayer dollars. You should be fired. You should be dismantled. You should not exist anymore.
100%.
It should be more of a conversation. Like, remember the days of CBC? Remember the days?
Oh my God! Kidding me? I used to watch Hockey Night in Canada.
My dad
of that
used to watch that shit. That's the only, like, he would watch that, and that's it. But CBC now is all bullshit.
Oh yeah, yeah. I couldn't even tell you. I don't even think I even put that channel.
I don't have TV, right? So I don't have cable.
Neither do I. I just have that little box, $10 a month. Beautiful. When I do have time, because I work like a slave and I'm never freaking home. But when I'm there, slap on whatever the hell's on. But CBC, no. unless it's a hockey game and it's there. But yeah, no, I heard Don Cherry is coming back.
I'm sure they're probably talking about something or whatever.
I would love to see him. I would love to see him on here. Never mind. That'd be awesome.
I'll reach out. We'll see what he says. I don't know.
I could see him coming. I heard he's a pretty
good blue-collar guy.
Yeah, he's a blue-collar, open-minded. I would definitely see him coming, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Introducing Alt Labor Solutions, the game changer for contractors and laborers. Are you a contractor needing skilled labor or have labor in need of quick shifts? Or how about buying, selling, or renting tools, material, and equipment? Connect easily with contractors and find resources hassle-free through Alt Labor Solutions online platform. Post job listings with project details, browse public resumes, and choose the right person for the job. Explore their job board for new opportunities and connect with top talent. Alt Labor Solutions revolutionizes the labor industry with a user-friendly interface, secure payments, and a supportive team. Visit them at altlaborsolutions.com and start connecting with other contractors today. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. I want to ask you, what are the typical stereotypes in construction? Are we still the same stereotypes back when we were younger, like in the 80s and 90s and shit?
As in what were in the 80s?
Like what the typical concrete guys are, the typical framers are, typical drywallers are. What's the go-to?
Like you mean as in backgrounds? Like,
it could be backgrounds. It could be cultural backgrounds, but it could also be like, you know, like Theo Von said, drywallers are one step away from cocaine dealers, right? Like, it's just like,
just stereotypes. You know what? Yeah, a lot of... It's a little bit of everything, bro. If I'm going to be honest, you know, some guys, party animals. I was there before. Guys are hockey players after work. Guys are...
Was concrete fully, mostly Portuguese, Italian?
You know what? Right now, so it was then. Now you're seeing a little bit of everything. There's
a couple of
Spanish.
Spanish is in
there. There's Munja Cakes getting involved there. There's a couple of Jamaicans. Couple of, I don't know if they're Indian.
Jamaicans doing concrete?
I couldn't believe it, man. One or two of them. Just really? Pulling the rake, helping to get the slab going. There's two guys on our site that have, I don't know what their background. They got the turbans, so I don't mean this in any disrespect. Yeah, I don't know if they're Indian
or something. Later,
not sure what they are, but phenomenal workers, and you don't see many of them doing that job. They're all light stuff. Like Russell Peters would say, you don't see my people doing high demand physical work. We don't do it. We don't want to kill ourselves.
We're IT.
And you don't fucking don't.
We're IT guys.
That's right. They're all IT and cab drivers, whatever you want to call it, working at the Harvey's and Timmy's. But you don't see these guys working construction, but they're fucking hell. These two guys are.
Speaking of which, I want to ask you, because I brought this up. Does the turban trump the hard hat, or does the hard hat trump the turban? Because the motorcycle rule.
It's a good point, man. They do have the hard hat on top of the turban.
They have the hard hat on top of the turban.
Yes.
How does the hard hat fit on top of the turban?
I
don't fucking
know, bro. I got no idea.
It's going to fall off all the time.
But I think what they do, they had it like instead of like the round big monster, like the ones you normally see, it's like a more like a pointy one, so they can put it on top. Hey, listen, with all the respect to your religion,
no, I'm just trying to have a fucking
hard hat on, dude.
You still have to have a hard hat according to your worker, according to the Ministry of Labor.
Yeah,
so you have to wear a hard hat. Simple as that.
100%. You need to have a hard hat. 1000%. No disrespect to your religion.
I disagree with the motorcycle rule where you can get away with not wearing a helmet because you've got a turban. I disagree with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
because that turban, there's no way that turban is going to save your head when you go down.
Of course not.
So I was just curious. Okay, so you got, so it's a mixed bag now. Every trade
right
is
now,
a mixed
bag. I'll be honest. Yeah, because when I first started growing up, it was all Italian, Portuguese.
Yeah,
pretty much that was it. What I was doing, and now you're starting to see a lot more people involved, which is nice. It's nice to see. Hey, fuck, you know.
What about the other crews? The framers.
It's a little bit of framers. So, I guess the same thing, bro. The same thing, because Toronto's now.
They invited so many people.
It's very multicultural. It's always been, but it's more than ever.
Yeah.
It's definitely more than ever now. Like, you're seeing it's just a little bit of everything, man. Yeah. The construction game, you're seeing everything, man. Jamaican. I even seen a freaking Asian bricklaying crew. And I was
an Asian bricklaying crew.
Starstruck, bro. I was like,
Were they good?
It's doing the damn thing. You'd be at like 20 Portuguese crews, all bricklayers, and then the one Asian crew. And I was like, I've never seen this in my life, but God bless you guys. I've never seen it. I'm not trying to be.
They work, I guess.
They banged it out. They did their thing. Hey, in China, they'll go build buildings that we do in a year.
Yeah, I know.
They'll do it in fucking a week.
I know.
You would think that they can pull it off. But anyways, when I saw it, I was like, holy shit, this is different. Never seen freaking a crew of bricklaying crew Asians. It's nuts. But it was yeah, they're good. They were good.
You see more women on the sites?
Good point. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be dead honest right now when I say this. I know this woman. I'm not the tallest guy. She's smaller than I am. Fucking toothpick. And this girl's hauling 16-foot joists on her back all
day.
She's
a worker. She's a worker.
And she puts some guys to shame.
Yeah.
Straight up. It's on the show. I'm saying it loud and clear. And I would tell the guys on site, are you embarrassed? You're over there playing with your phone on the corner, but you got this woman who's 90 pounds soaking wet, carrying stuff back and forth, boom, 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 piling jacks, piling joists. She's doing her thing. And I'm like, and I'm amazed by her. And I big her up every day. And I tell them when I was working with her at the time, I go, this girl better get a raise or you never fire her. She's a hell of a worker. Yes, you do. You see a lot of women on site now. Yeah.
Good.
I seen a woman rod girl doing steel.
Yep.
I seen a woman, pushing the pump, pumping concrete.
Yep.
Her labor, but she, hell of a labor. I forget her name. Fuck, I wish I could remember her name so I could say it on the show, but she's a hell of a worker. Yeah, it was great, man. Concrete pump, Jesus Christ. I pumped concrete for years. I actually got 19 stitches
from
the pump. Boom, directly into my face. This was at the ice condos in front of the Air Canada Center.
How hard did it hit you to fucking crack that?
19 stitches I got on my face. This is not like these young kids that go and cut their eyebrow. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
So I'm pumping the slab, high demand, boom, 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 push. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Concrete's coming out full throttle. So I'm like fully stretched out with the pump, like leaned forward. And the guy with the remote is behind me. And I just give little signals so he knows where to go with the thing, right? So I'm pumping like this, and I go like this. And he went the opposite way. So it jerked. I fall, my hard hat falls off, and the thing goes, boom, hits me. I fall, but I get back up because the pump is still.
Yeah, it starts to snake, yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. I still get the pump. I'm still doing my thing. Everybody's like, holy fuck, what happened? Then all of a sudden, my buddy goes, holy fuck. I go, what?
Look,
you got to get the fuck out of here. I go, why?
Yeah.
It's like blood everywhere.
It's like.
It was 11 internal.
I know.
10 external. Bro, if I show, oh my God, bro, it's massive. Bro, what a gash. Massive, massive gash.
I've seen it, man. Any cut in the head?
Bad. And the pump actually
it's empty as for a moment, and then it just fucking fire hoses, man.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So it was exactly like that. It was empty, nothing there, nothing there.
You're almost watching. You're like, and then it goes, man.
And that being said, I was on the 62nd floor, so I had to run down. So we were pumping at the 62nd floor. The hoist was at the 55, so you have to walk down by stair, 7 floors, call the hoist. Take the hoist from 55 all the way down. Then I have to find a walk-in clinic near that area. They wrapped my head up like a fucking mummy. And then off we went. Boom, boom, boom. But check this one out. The next day I had a tennis ball of a lump on my head like this. I had a lump on top of it with the gash. And guess what? I worked the next day. Like nothing fucking happened. But I was also, hey, you're coming to work today tomorrow? Not even like, hey, take the next day off. You working tomorrow?
No, because yeah, they need the people.
Guys who break their fucking leg, I get it, but the company's going to do their part. But that guy's got a broken leg. They brought him to our site with crutches. We're in the mud. We're in the dirt. We're in fucking gravel. We're jumping here, jumping there, jumping all over the place. They brought him to our site so we can do paperwork. I'm like, the guy's got to park his car, or number one, how is he getting here? He's got a broken leg. And then coming to the site with crutches? Bro, let that guy stay fucking home, bro. Who makes up these rules? If you got your legs and your hands
can work. Is that the union or the developer of the building?
I think it's
everybody.
The company, man. The company too. I think it's everybody, dude. It's crazy, man. Even the pump too took out this nail completely. I was climbing up the ladder to go pour a wall, and I had my hand right on top of the wall, and the guy places the pump. He could have put it anywhere on the wall. It's a 20-foot wall. He puts the pump right where my hand is. I'm climbing up the ladder. Boop! The whole nail comes right off. I felt something funny. I pull up my glove.
What do you mean? Just the empty pump? No concrete
pump,
in it?
Just the pump just making its way to the wall.
So and it just so hits your hand?
And it just landed. My hand was resting on the form. The minute the pump came down, it hit my finger. I was like, ah! I pull up my glove, and I just see the nail just completely hanging off. Dude, I go to St. Joseph's Hospital. I thought they were going to clip it back on. So no, they go, they cut it right off. I was like, ah, you fuck.
You can't regrow nail.
No, it grew back.
No, you can't regrow it the way it was.
Oh, correct. Yeah. So what they
once
did
once you damn it, teeth and nails.
Correct. Done. Game over. Yeah.
But teeth is different. You go to Turkey and you get your teeth.
Yeah,
done.
Right. So what they did, I'm not even going to lie, man, from the job site, went
to fucking hurt, no?
Oh, bro, fucked. Sensitive as a mother. Yes. You know sometimes when you cut your nails and you just cut a little deep?
Yes, it fucking hurts.
Bro, I was dying. Bro, I was dying. Swear to God. So anyway.
You can't wrap it without any pain, man. It just hurts.
It was so freaking bad. So what was I going to say? So I'm not even going to lie. Going to the company said, okay, Steve, go to St. Joseph's, do your thing. Let me know what happens, blah, blah, blah. I ain't even gonna lie. I went to fucking the LCBO and got myself a little Mickey because I was fucking dying. Bang! There goes the Crown Royal little Mickey gun. They actually sewed, I don't know, two monsters, three stitches of the root of the nail with the nail gone already. They had to. Oh, so it's a weird procedure. So much pain. Just put three little stitches in the root of the nail, and then it was covered. Took about 3 months for the nail to grow back completely, but it grew back. But they had to do that. They had to put the stitch on the root of the nail. You're
lucky, right?
Now, that pump, I've gotten fucked up off that pump numerous times, man. But that thing's, we're talking about, you're pouring 200 meters a day off that pump, and we're not going, it's boom, boom. It's coming from ground floor. Can you imagine the pressure of that cement going from ground floor to the 60th floor?
That's fucking insane.
Bro, it's insanity, dude. The noise, even some people move into the units, which I would never. So let's say you're at the 70th floor.
They start moving in on the lower units?
People start moving in on the lower units. It's like, are you dumb with that noise of the pump? Ba-ba-boom! Ba-ba-boom! I go, bro, wait it out.
When you finally got back on site and the guy who actually was operating the pump there, did he send you a text and ask you, how you doing? Did you just thumbs up?
He's my buddy. I wanted to kill him, but he's my good buddies. I'm like, bro, you could have put that fucking pump thumbs anywhere. Up, yeah, good. I was just like, I actually did do that. Good
send
point.
Him a yellow one, a brown one, a dark brown one.
I'm going to tell you a crazy one. So talking about fatalities, this is a fucked up one. So I was parked on the lakeshore. This wasn't an actual construction worker. We were working. We were working one day. So there's a building behind me that's already done. 50 something floors, and I'm over here communicating with the crane on the building we're working on. It's like, pretend you're the building I'm working on. Yeah. The building, people are already living in it, 50 something floors. So I'm communicating, okay, coming down with the crane, the load that's coming, right?
Yeah.
And then I see a guy, one of my workers, looking at me, watch the fuck out, watch out. I go, what are you talking about? I can see fucking everything. What are you talking about? Watch out. It was a fuck. What he was referring to was a guy jumping off the balcony from the other fucking building.
Onto your job site.
No, onto the so it's like a big massive laneway dividing the two buildings. This one's done with 50 something stories, people living. And this one, we're at the 20th floor. And this guy, I'm trying to guide the crane, and I'm not sure what he's talking about. Watch out. What are you talking about? I can see my lift.
Because your line of sight was everything in front.
My line of sight. Thank you. My line of sight was on the load that was coming down with the crane. And I saw everything perfectly. And I didn't understand why he was shouting. He was shouting of the person that was jumping off the fucking balcony. Bro, and I kid you not, what are you talking about? Boom. Right there, 15 feet away from me.
You saw it?
But he landed, luckily, on dirt. But gross, that thing would have been a pancake. It would have been a fucking watermelon. He would have bounced about, and he just, boom, right there. The ambulance come, they did their part, tried to give him, they gotta do protocol, but I go, bro, that guy's done, bro, 40 something floors, are you out of your mind? The next day, the company was trying to get us, you guys want to do counseling? Bro, but guess what? While that dead body's there, we're still pouring concrete. They still brought concrete, they covered him up with a blanket, boom. Apparently, some people were trying to do a home invasion on that guy's house, and he fucking jumped off the balcony. Because we asked the cops, like, what the fuck?
Breaking into his place?
Somebody was breaking into that guy's place, and he jumped off the balcony and committed suicide. You should have just dealt with the fucking home invasion. Probably would have lived.
Unless it was a target.
Unless it was whatever the case was. Yeah, but that was traumatizing. But the company...
15 feet away?
Bro, about that. I have a picture of that, too. I'm not even going to lie.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see that one. No. That was a bad one. Yeah, bro. 15 feet away, and you would think that they would shut down the job, and okay, guys, let's go home for the day.
When do you guys get shut down based on weather? High winds?
Yeah, it's got to be high winds, bro. Rain?
Extreme rain?
Extreme.
Obviously,
extreme
thunder, rain. Lightning. No, lightning.
Lightning, yes. Well, hold up, but they always, now with these apps, which is good, too. Like we were just talking about,
targeted.
The paychecks aren't enough, so people want to make the day if it can be made, so we'll wait it out maybe an hour, or maybe if there's downstairs work. type of thing. We'll try it all.
Moving concrete, you're pumping concrete, you got trucks waiting. And
but sometimes it can be different work. It can be stripping. We can stack material.
Yeah.
If it's the weather's bad type of thing.
Right? But it's hard to coordinate construction with Mother Nature.
Are you kidding me? Very hard. Very hard. Luckily, yeah. And it's if you have a good understanding foreman, and things can go good in those regards.
It'd have to be extremes.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And that's when it shuts down, right?
That's when the shit thing is
that you get shut down. You guys don't get paid for the day.
No, we do not. That would be fucking amazing. That would be great, right? That's why a lot of guys at the mortgages, what we were just discussing, the bills, at this, you miss 2 days a week.
You're in a jam.
You're in a jam, right?
Yeah, you're fucked. Especially if you've already extended yourself, man.
And I feel for the guys with the mortgages and the houses and the this and the that. And my sister's already an hour away from me. She lives in Barrie. She wants to go further. She's got four kids. And she wants to go further because she's like, this is fucking insane. She wants to go to like Sarnia. I go, don't do this to me. I want to see you guys. I want to see you guys, right? She's my only sibling. But this fucking country is going to shit. She's planning on going even further. And I hope she doesn't.
Because she can't afford here?
It's just so much. She feels like she can't breathe. Like she's four kids, her and her husband doing their thing.
It's a lot.
They're making ends meet. Things are okay, but they're like, this is nuts. We want to be a little bit more comfortable. Like, and I feel for her. She's got four children. I hope she doesn't. She used to be my neighbor once upon a time. Literally, I'd come home from work and I would see them. And it was a nice feeling. And I respect your life is different than mine. They went to Barrie to kind of live a better life, comfortable or whatever, affordable. And now she's planning on even going even further. Which I hope they don't.
I can't tell her what. You can't judge it.
I can't, right? 100%.
Obviously, they're sitting at home and they're thinking about it and they're trying to figure out, okay, what's the best for all of us? What's the best thing that we should do?
100%, man.
Right? You got to make some sacrifices and you got to figure out what's best for the kids, what's best for us as a relationship,
yeah.
What's best for all of us, right? Are you ready to take your construction business to the next level? Consider joining the Construction Life's Tradespeople Alliance Program, TAP, where skilled professionals connect, collaborate, and grow together. Our network is built on mutual respect and the shared goal of always building better. As a member, you'll have access to a wealth of resources designed to streamline your operations and attract more clients. From a 30-minute assessment call with myself to expert consultations in business, finance, and health, we've got you covered. Your business information will be featured at www.theconstructionlife.com, complete with certifications, logos, and geo-targeting to help you reach the right audience. Promote your business with a 30-second advert across TCL social channels and our popular podcasts. Get exclusive access to TCL networking events and roundtable shows where you can connect with other tradespeople and general contractors, plus enjoy TCL merchandise, member-exclusive content, and a spot in the TAP directory online. We're going to promote you guys to homeowners across Facebook groups. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your business. Become a member of the Construction Life's Tradespeople Alliance program today and start reaping the benefits. Visit us at www.theconstructionlife.com for more details or DM us through any of the social platforms or text me directly at 416-433-5737 to learn more and consider being a TAP member today.
100%. You're absolutely right. That being said, I went to Ottawa not too long ago.
Okay.
Fuck, there's a lot of fucking cranes out there, and the work speed there is a lot different. I woke up at my hotel, and I'm looking out the window. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that the pace was just so more calm, slow. I don't know. Maybe there's the schedule's different. Maybe they're already ahead. I don't know. But over here, fuck, it's boom, boom, boom. I still get it that it's fast paced, and then because we got to. Got to get certain things done so the company can get paid, so we can get paid. I get it. You got to produce. But it was different out there. And it looks busy out there. And I have friends from here that are getting called to go there and actually work.
Why? There's more work popping up in Ottawa?
For what I do here is a lot of guys are laid off. I know maybe about over 1,000 guys are laid off. So easy. Laborers, carpenters.
Like I said, the beginning of the show,
crane operators.
Zero starts.
It's bad
zero
right now.
Starts right now. First time in history.
Yeah, it's bad right now. But I've been hearing from good sources, from higher uppers, that 2025 is going to be a busy year. That's what I heard. Is it true? Is it not? I don't know. But I heard at least what I'm doing.
Nothing's going to change. Only things are going to get worse. Nothing's going to change, and only things are going to get worse next year until the government changes hands. And even still, then, Poilievre is not a Trump. right? So he hasn't been barking the same way as Trump. He's been just discussing a few things.
A few little things, yeah.
That are going to make things a little easier. Though, right? But look at the game that recently unfolded recently. Like, where you had the prime minister talk about we're going to eliminate GST for the month of December. And then they don't lower the Bank of Canada. So it's like, we'll give you this because we have to vote. And we want to look good for you guys. But we're not going to lower the bank rate.
Right. I know. He's a fucking liar.
It's a playground.
Yeah, it's bad,
bro. It's the one playground that should be cautioned off with tape.
Even his own freaking people want him out. And he's like, nope, I'm good. Like, he's so bad, bro. Like, he lies about everything, bro.
Narcissism.
Yeah, he's a pure narcissist. Perfect word. Perfect word for that scumbag, bro. Perfect word. But I even got asked to go work in Ottawa. But I'm like, that's a fucking mission and a half, right?
So what are they? They put you up in places and everything?
Yeah. The guy showed me a picture of the house that I would stay at.
You didn't want to go?
I have a job now. I'm good, right? I'm working. Yeah. It's busy for where we are. I mean, if there was nothing, I would definitely do it for sure. Why the fuck not? The pay was a little bit better, but I would believe it when I see it first. I want to see everything on paper because people say they're going to give you this, give you that, give you this, give you that. And then when the time comes, you're getting fuck all. You're getting the same shit that you're getting in Toronto.
Concrete's always paid.
Sorry?
Concrete's always paid.
What do you mean?
Well, in respects, because I know that when it comes to high rise, you get a lot of the mechanical teams don't always get paid for everything, right? They start arguing.
Well, so as long as I get my paycheck at the end of the fucking week, I'm happy, bro. These guys can figure out.
No, but you got a company that you work for, and then like sometimes they don't get paid. They don't get paid by the developers.
I've heard some things like
shit like that happens, right?
If I'm going to be honest, but these guys are so rich, they probably maybe forget the payment, or actually, if it's
nobody forgets payment.
So, for example, I was trying to get drinking water. I was trying to get... Mattamy's huge. Mattamy is massive, bro. They probably own everything where we are right now.
Probably.
Everything. That's from whatever. Burlington, Oakville. What else is around here? Fucking, yeah. Georgetown, all that shit. Anyway, I was trying to get drinking water the other day. I'm like, where's all the drinking water in the office? They're like, oh, Mattamy hasn't paid their bill. I'm like, it's fucking water. Drinking water. You got to have drinking water on site for the workers, right? Tried to grab some at the office. There was none. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, Mattamy keeps forgetting to pay the guys that are their bill. I'm like, Mattamy's rich, bro. There's no way. I'm like, something's weird here. I don't know. Mattamy's.
I think they're a little more than rich.
Yeah, they're buddy, they're massive, 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 massive.
There's some big players in construction here in Canada, man.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some big, time, big bro. Players.
Big time, man.
Billions of dollars players, right?
I know a friend of mine who used to work for Pumpcrete, and he opened up his own pumping company, and I go, buddy, I tip my hat to you, bro. Good stuff, bro.
Who is it?
I forget his name, but I will definitely.
No, I've got a smaller guy, but I was introduced to him through.
Fuck, I forget his name. Man.
I can't remember his name.
I would have to find.
I bet you any money. Ironically, I bet you he's the one that's going to show up on the site next week.
It might be.
It's a small outfit, right? And he sounded like a cool guy on the phone.
Oh, amazing guy! But yeah. I gotta find. I don't. It's not ringing a bell because it's been quite some time. It's been a few years. But
he's
a Portuguese. I don't think he's Portuguese.
The one guy that I was talking to, I think he. Could have been. I don't know. Until I see him, but I'm assuming again.
What I'll do is I'll find him and I'll tag him to you.
Sure.
And then vice versa.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, who knows? It'd probably be awesome for both parties. And he's a solid guy. Very nice guy. Worked in my pump green for ages. And he got up, bought his own pump, bought his own snake pump, his own line pump. And then, and he's doing great. He's got jobs left, right, and center. And I go, good for you, bro. You took the step and you did it. And
it's a lot of overhead to carry, yeah?
Yeah. I'm sure he's got a little team with him. Probably. He's doing good. He's got jobs. He's doing... What comes down to it is if you're getting noticed, you're getting the work.
What's the one thing you love about this industry, man?
The construction.
Concrete, I guess, specifically.
What do I love, man? Honestly, dude, I'm going to be honest. I hope I can get out of it real sooner than later. But what do I love about it?
You want to get out of it sooner? Like what, in the next 5 years?
I want it, bro. I don't see myself doing this for the next
What are you going to do outside of that?
I've been doing it for forever now. Literally, since 24 years. So
what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I'm going to, if I follow my dreams and everything's going good on the whole shits and giggles side, then I plan on not putting another fucking hard hat on again in my life. Another hard hat on again in my life. I'm done with it. I'm tired of the winners.
You can always put a hard hat on stage.
I'm tired. Yeah, I can do that.
On the stage.
I'll put the wig and then the hard hat.
Yeah.
But honestly, dude, it's the getting up early. Listen, I'm going to do it. I'm going to still do it until if something drastically changes, then. But I mean, I'm tired of the winners. I'm tired of it, bro. I'm tired of it, bro. I'm feeling it in my bones now. I might look like a young guy to both of you guys. People are like, you don't even look like you're 35 or you don't even look 30. I'm like, hey, thanks, bro. But my body feels it.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a long fucking time.
Yeah, I know.
My feet fucking kill sometimes.
Yeah.
Got a little aches and pains here, which you just live with it and deal with it and go with it. But if I can get out of it, real fast. But what do I like about it? The people. So if you have a good team, you have a good time at work, man. And we got good fucking guys. And I've worked in crews where it was a complete opposite. It was sucking me dry. I had to get the fuck out of there.
They just had hatred. And they just
that's what it is. Hatred, bro. They just hate the fact that you're a happy person. I was just a very
and then they're just fuck up. If you're miserable, you're miserable.
You're miserable. You're miserable. But stay the fuck away from me. That's like a cancer.
I don't want that vibe around.
Get the hell away. Stay there and don't come near me, bro. Let's get lost. So now I'm in a place where everybody's humble, happy, genuine, solid people. We know what we got to do. We get her done. We get her done as a team, and we're friends. We hang out after work sometimes. Go to the gym. That's solid. You know, that's fucking 10 out of 10 for me.
What did you do for the gym when the bullshit was going on?
Interesting. You couldn't go into the gym. I couldn't go to the gym. I was like, oh my god, you know it's so awesome. I'm gonna send you something. So at work, check this one out. So. If you went on Amazon, you would see that the weights and everything was like, the prices went stupid.
Stupid.
Extra concrete at work that went to waste. Bro, my buddy bought the molding. My buddy bought the fucking molding
and for the 45 plates. He made everything?
And I'm like, hold on, I'm going to get you a truck. I'm going to get you the leftover concrete. So I kid you not, we made 6 plates of 45s, put the concrete in there. He puts a little tie wire in it to give it some secure, to make it a little bit good. Little small pieces of rebar, bend it, bang, boom. The plate was just as thick as the ones at the gym.
Yeah.
The next day we peeled it. Incredible, bro. We made 8 of them. And then we had a bar, which we have a bar at home. Then you have the little, we used the coil from the electrician. It's kind of hard to explain.
The conduit?
We put a conduit through the hole so it can secure the bar when you put the bar through little circle things. The conduit helped secure the concrete plate.
Did it weigh 45?
It weighed 50, one weighed 52. We're like, fuck it. Bro, I swear to God, bro. I swear to God.
So you get Popeye. You get one arm a little bigger than the other.
Bro, but it worked. And I kid you not, when I put it online, if anybody needs anything, let me know. So I thought, and when I tell you that people are hitting me up, make me 2, make me 3, make me 4. I go, shut the fuck up. No shit.
You're making concrete
making plates. Concrete 45 pound plates. Yes, sir. I will promise you when I get home after I leave here, and I'm going to take a picture.
Take a picture.
And I'm going to send it to you, and you can maybe do some editing of some sort through this clip.
I fucking love it.
It was phenomenal. I promise you, bro. It came out so good. Even the molding, the number 45 was there. The LBS.
How come
was
one
there.
Was 50, one was 52?
I don't know. Maybe the amount of rebar we put in one. I'm guessing that. We put a little bit of plate. Like we put like tie, because it's only like, all we had was an inch to play with, right? An inch and a half?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
So we put like the thicker tie wire. We bent it in the circle.
Use the fiber cement.
We just used what we had. Okay, right? We just used what we had, what was on site, right? That goes to garbage. Little piece of rebar.
Get the pump. Get the pump over there. Get the pump over there.
Hey, I got 2 shovels of concrete to pump. Bring it over here. So, hey, bro, it worked out bomb during COVID. It worked out so good. Then we did some barbells. Some dumbbells, correct?
Yeah, dumbbells, yeah.
He had a plate molding for that.
What, the hexagon? Would have been hexagon.
It was like a hexagon. Yes, you
really?
Nailed. Yes, he had a hexagon plate, plastic one. Just poured a concrete inside. Next day, you just shake it up, tap it. It cracked open. Boom. But then again, he made a hole. He put a little bar in, and then we had curls. Bro, phenomenal.
I gotta go
to 20. When was that? 2020. I have to go to 2020 on my Instagram, and the video's there and everything. And I'm gonna send it to you. You'll see the comments. Buy me one. Give me one. I'll take one. We were doing that in the garage. Boom.
It works, man.
They didn't crack. You know, sometimes you're like,
it works.
Oh, 9, 10, 11. Oh, fuck. Drop it. Perfect. No cracks. No dents. No nothing. Mint.
You leave them concrete or you painted them?
No, I left them in the concrete. Pure old school, pure sick. But yeah. That'll be a memory. COVID fuckery. Mm. Bang. It's in the garage, chilling right there. When I tried to go play the work on the playground, when I fucking seen a week later, they put caution tape around the playground. Yeah. I was trying to monkey bars, pull-ups.
Yeah, I know.
I go, are you gotta be?
Fucking kid. That's when the questions started coming up, man. You know what? You're preventing me from increasing my immunity.
Unbelievable.
Naturally. Then I know. Toys. That's when the fuckery started.
Then the toys at Walmart. They covered the toy section. What the?
I got to do the 12 questions, Steve. Talk to me. Find them on IG under Stevie Just for Laughs. Ready for this?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite construction word or phrase?
What's my favorite construction word or phrase? Get her done. Let's go.
What's your least favorite tool?
The pick.
The pick.
I used that back in the day. I hit my ankles.
I always scared the shit out of me, that fucking tool. I
clipped my ankle.
Because I've seen the handle snap.
Oh, shit, eh?
Yeah, I had a swing. And I was like, and I saw that pick just like fly. And I was like, that's a death, man. Oh,
it's a death. It's death. It's just pure death. Before chipping guns were a thing, we used the pick. The pick, the pads.
Yeah.
I swear to God in my life, I did it. So I'm there with the pick.
The first the pick, spark ball. Coming into the,
yeah. In the wintertime, good luck with that pick. You're not going through that soil. But we were, boom, boom, boom. You know how many times I hit my ankle with that pick? Oh my God. Oh my, bro. So for me, the pick.
What do you miss from your childhood?
When we didn't have these.
Yeah.
When we would go play outside.
Ball nobody, hockey, nobody hide and go seek. I know.
Manhunt. I miss all that.
What construction sound do you love?
You know what? What construction sound do I like, man? Hey, man, the radio. Boop, boop.
What station? I don't haven't listened to radio.
No, before. Sorry, the radio. My radio.
Oh, your walkie radio.
The, yeah,
radio.
Sorry, my bad. Yeah, my mic. When I press the mic.
Your mic, yeah.
And then we start going. It gets, you know.
Any banter? Any bullshit banter in between or no?
Not really. Again, man.
There's no time for it.
We don't got the time for it. When me and my crane operator, we see eye to eye. We're fucking, we kill it. He's awesome. He trusts me. We do the damn thing. We get the fuck
out. I got to get a crane op on the show.
I could probably get you.
These guys are quiet, man. They just don't want to.
They are not. I don't know too many crane guys that fuck with the social media.
I did a job for a friend.
I'll see if I do find one though for you.
I did a job for a friend whose dad was a retired crane op. And I pleaded. I was like, come on, man. And he didn't want to come on the show.
Oh, shit, eh?
He didn't want to. He was retired maybe 6-7 years already. And I just assumed that they probably have a lot of stories to tell.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And basically, it's kind of isolation, but it's not really isolation. It's a special breed of person that's operating a crane.
Yeah. No, it would probably be a nice conversation for you.
I think so.
And how do they hold? I talk to them all the time, too. How do you? You got to give them credit, man, to stay in that fucking box. All day long.
That's your shift.
It's a lot. That's 17 hours a day into that little box. You're hearing me talk and the other guy talk.
Is that their day, 17?
Okay, so for example, I've done 17-hour days numerous times. 4 in the morning till 8 at night. We'll finish our...
Because of concrete? Done.
It'll either be concrete or, for example, when the building's going up, we'll do windows. They'll bring 3-4 18-wheelers of windows at fucking
and they gotta
at
get 4 them o'clock. Up there. They got to get them up there.
I'm already fucking drained the fuck out. But it's got to get done. 17 hours. Again, all tax of the government. Where the fuck do you see that? One thing I'm going to say before we go on to the next question. There was one week I did 40 hours, 27 overtime. That's a lot of fucking hours. So 27 overtime hours, 40 hours.
5-day week.
It was a 6-day. We worked
6-day week?
Yeah. And then the labor. So I'm a swamper running a few cranes, a lot of responsibility, a lot going on. Blah, blah, blah. I don't look like I'm better than anybody. I don't think I'm better than anybody else, but I do got a lot more going on than the labor. Anyway, the labor guy, love him. Nothing to do with the guy. Everything's cool. This has nothing in regards to straight to him. I got the pay stubs from the boss. Give it to the guys that are on site. Steve, if you don't mind. Okay. I don't look at people's stuff. I would never do this. But the wind, it blew one. Happened to be the labor's. So I picked it up and it was there right in front of my face. You're going to fucking see it. It's there. Okay, whatever. But I'm like, hold on. What the fuck? I just saw he had 40 hours, 15 overtime. And all this guy.
I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where
you're going. All I had more than him was $100 more than the guy at the end of the week. That's when everything changed for me. I go, I have to make different decisions, different moves. I'm done with this. Fuck this shit.
When you put that many hours in, it doesn't go to you.
14 more overtime hours. $100? I'm not even kidding you. $100 more. Yeah, it'll be good for your pension, your income, your vacation pay, and all that bullshit. But when I seen that, that was the humongous that was the massive eye opener for me. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Killing myself working all these Saturdays. For what? I don't even get to see it. It's all taxed like that. Anyway.
Favorite beverage?
Oh, fuck. Right now, I like a nice protein shake, man. Maybe if you asked me 10 years ago, it'd be a nice vodka Red Bull.
Vanilla or chocolate?
I like vanilla.
Yeah.
Vanilla mixed with a little bit of, I like banana. I put banana there, strawberry, blueberry, protein, a little bit of almonds, pop, pop. Amazing.
What turns you on and what turns you off in construction?
what turns me on is when everybody's in a great mood, bro, and everybody's just sees eye to eye and everybody's on the same page. What turns me off is the fucking negative, miserable people, man. I can't deal with it, man. I can't. Leave that shit at home, bro. We see each other more than we see our families.
I know.
Let's fucking get along.
We have to get along.
Let's get along, bro. Let's say hi to the guy. Let's be nice. Good morning.
Good morning, at least.
Good morning. Minimum.
Pick your language and say it. Good morning.
Say good morning, bro. That's please, it. God.
Favorite curse word.
Favorite curse word. Favorite curse word. Fuck, man. I guess get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Favorite vehicle. Any mode of transportation.
Favorite vehicle, man. Honestly, I like a Range Rover, man. I had one in the past. And I like a Range Rover.
Yeah. They get stolen a lot.
They do, man.
Why are they so easily
actually,
to
I take,
steal?
I take that back. I'm so sorry. You know what? I take that back. A nice Jeep Cherokee SRT. Let's do that. Jeep Cherokee SRT.
Are they going to make an electric version of that shit?
I know, right?
Well, the plant's being built in Whistler right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, the Chrysler.
Yeah, they're trying to get it all plant. Electric.
I know that'll a few guys happen. That are working there.
But they want to cut all gas vehicles completely. I don't see that happening.
Good luck on that.
Good luck. Never.
Good luck. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt one day?
I really want to make the world laugh and smile. I really want to bang out the comedy game, man. I really feel like it's such a great all the comedy like for example Sebastian Maniscalco, my favorite hands down. He was here last night. He's here today. I'm going to see if I can make it. The atmosphere is so freaking healing and so amazing. I just love it, bro. I love it. All the comedy shows I've been to, everybody around you is in a great mood. Everybody there is to have a good time, to laugh. And what better than being the guy up there doing it for everyone?
Yeah.
If you got it in you, right? Can't please everyone, but I would love time. That would be the answer for sure.
I could see that. What profession would you not like to do?
What I'm doing right now. I would love to stop it right now.
You want to stop it? You've had enough hours into it.
I'd be honest, if I could quit tomorrow, I'd quit tomorrow. If I get that 649, I'm gone. Out the door. Literal.
Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
I'm proud of you. I am proud of you.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you making the time. I know we've been back and forth, and you're a busy boy. And
no, it's okay. I would love to see
shit.
You again.
Good to finally meet you and then shoot the shit, and we're just talking shit. That's
absolutely
all it is.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Anybody who's offended, I don't give a fuck. That's how it works. Simple as that.
I love your attitude, bro, and I swear to you, if I didn't catch the vibe, man, I wouldn't be here. And
no, I know,
yeah. You gave that nice open side of you and humble, genuine, and I was like, are you kidding me? I would love to, man. And thanks for having me. Whoever's offended, the fuck out of here. And I can't wait for the Christmas special. We already discussed that. We'll keep that a secret.
You want to hint? No, you can hint at that. That's totally fine.
Christmas special's
you
coming.
Let me know. Well, we're going to do something. Yeah.
I'm going to try my best. My birthday is December 5th. Anywhere in between December 5th and before Christmas.
Sure.
I'm down.
Sure.
We'll have another little shits and giggles.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it, man.
I love you guys, Len.
Thank you. We're out of here.